really, really excited about this year. I think the squad he's, the gaffer's got together is showing great signs of promise. It's still early days, obviously. We've only played a couple of pre-season friendlies, but working on the training ground with a new set of lads and obviously the core of players who were here before, really, really optimistic.
How's the pre-season training gone?
Tough, as every pre-season is.
You've just come from training now, is that right?
Yeah, straight from training.
What have you done today? Just give me a snapshot of what you've been required to do to get yourself and the rest of the team in shape.
Today we consisted of a small warm-up, a few jog stretches, a little bit of keep ball in a circle. If you give the ball away, you're basically thrown in the middle and you've got to get the ball back before you're out. And then a few passing exercises, working on technique on both feet, working on coordination, obviously. And then we just went into small-sided games, 8v8. It's difficult at the minute with the severity of the heat.
Well, I was going to say, we are recording this in the middle of the July heatwave.
Yes.
Does Nigel Worthington give any quarter, or does he say, you might find yourself playing in these kind of conditions one day, so you better get used to it?
That's it. I mean, come August the 3rd against Northampton at Booth and Crescent, the chances are it's going to be 25, 26 degrees. So it's a balance, I think. I think you've got to, as the gaffer does, he knows when the time's right to cut it short, but you can't turn the sun off at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, so you've just got to be prepared.
What do you think that you and the other players learnt from last season? What do you bring from what happened before to what is about to happen now?
Like I said, there's a group of players with vast experience, the likes of Michael Ingham and Chris Smith and David McGurk, myself. We've been through a lot at this football club, and I think the fact that we have been through some tough times, we know that we don't want to go there again. So we can tap into that and use those horrible, negative, nasty experiences to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
So you can turn them on the head, really.
Of course. And I mean, Richard Creswell's just come back to the club as well, and he brings a vast amount of experience, and he's played at the top, so I'm sure he'll tap on and pass on all his know-how to just throughout the squad.
How much difference did the reappearance of Richard Creswell actually make? Because, I mean, you know, he came back to York on loan for a month. Mm. And then he's back. Mm. He's just re-signed. Is that a boost for everybody?
Massive boost. I think he came in back end of last season, and there's no shying away from it. We were really struggling, and I think he was a real calming influence in the squad. Nothing really phases him, and I think that aura spread, and we were able to obviously get the result, the all important result. And like I said, he's now come back to the club. It's a fantastic signing for the football club. Great coup, because I'm sure he had several offers on the table. And for him to be back at York, a club where it all started for him, I'm sure he can help us achieve great things this year.
Well, yeah, let's talk about the achievement this year. What are your hopes?
Still very early days, but, I mean, there's no reason as to why we cannot be top half pushing playoffs. Because that's, as a footballer, you don't want to be down the bottom. You don't want to be in a scrap. You don't want to be looking over your shoulder all the time. The squad is assembled. I feel, like I said, great promise. I mean, it's still only early days, but it's a great group of lads, and hopefully we can get that bond quick and start putting it together on the pitch.
What about the fan base? How important are they to you and to the other players?
Huge. Like, if you've got 3,000 fans coming through the home gate and, you know, they're all roaring behind you, it's a huge, huge boost. On the other flip of the coin, obviously, if times are tough and they're getting on your back, it can be tough. You need to stand up, be counted. And as fans, they want the best, as do players. I mean, players don't intentionally go out there to make a fool of themselves or to let themselves down. You know, I mean, players are going to have bad days, but we can all pull together. We all want the same thing. We all want success. So hopefully this season, with a rocking Booth and Crescent, we can really make it a fortress.
Might not be Booth and Crescent for that much longer. You've been at York City for a long time. How important is it to you to be there for a game in the new community stadium?
Well, it would be fantastic to finally see the stadium. I mean, it's been years and years in the pipeline, and to finally, it's getting closer and closer. So, like you said, I think for the club to move forward and to grow, I think this needed to be done. And like you said, hopefully in a couple of years' time, we could be in there, and hopefully, who knows, not in League 2, League 1, you never know.
You sometimes wish the city got behind the football club a bit more. I mean, I've said this to other players that I've chatted to, and we are and I include myself amongst this, we are dreadful fair-weather football fans in this city. You know, some people obviously are the diehards, and they'll be there with the Minster men through thick and through thin, and then some people only start to talk about York City when things are going well and there's a prospect of a match at Wembley, and then other people, well, you know, they're only on board when the good times are rolling.
Yeah, I think there's the players and the team on the pitch has a responsibility to bring the punters in. I mean, you want to play good football, you want to see York City winning football matches, and I think if we can do that as a team, then you attract bigger crowds. I think it is that simple. So hopefully, like you said, we have a successful season, then we can build on that, and more fans through the gate can equate to more success on it.